Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one to stay in mind. No time flies so quickly.
Back after a week or so break, and what can I say? Well, I did have David Beck there with me this evening, but David had to make a last minute cancellation. But if you noticed the Facebook page, I did say that we would have a special guest there with us. So good evening, Robin.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for having me.
No, we all know the wonderful Robin Lambert, ladies and gentlemen, yes? So how's things been with you, Robin?
Excellent, excellent. Business is taking off. Spirit is magnificently working through me, allowing me to help heal others and give messages from beyond. So I am very blessed and very humbled. Things are great. Thank you.
Oh, very good. Very good. It's nice to see that things have finally taking off there and where they should be, and you know, that's what it's all about. Okay. So we're back after a week, like I said, and are we ready, Robin, yeah?
I am ready whenever you are, and whenever the callers are ready, I'm ready to give reading.
Okay, then. Here we go. Michelle, good evening.
Hello, good evening. Actually, it's afternoon here for us.
Right.
But I know you guys are on the other side of the pond.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
And I'm not sure if you guys know this or not, but we can hear you if you mute the phone. You know how when we call in, if you don't put the music back on, we can still hear what's going on in the background.
Really?
But without the music, if the music's on, we can't. But without the music, we can hear.
Okay. When the music's on, it's fine, yeah. So that's pre-show, yeah?
I just wanted to give you a heads up.
Oh, pre-show, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm hoping you guys can see for me, as I actually am looking to start a business. But I'm not sure, like, as far as the location of where I want, you know, to have everything planted to start to grow.
What has happened now is that Blog Talk Radio, in their wisdom, has taken the 15-minute calling away from the low package. So we have to, if we want the 15-minute calling back, we have to pay the higher package rate.
Okay.
So, yeah, on the low package, right, this is 2 hours. If I was to go up to 3 hours and pay the next package up, I get my 15-minute calling back. They've taken it away from the package now, yeah. So we don't have that facility anymore. It's just awkward. But did you have a question?
Yeah, they made quite a few changes that are not so favorable from what I can see. Like, a lot of their changes are not really that great. And I kind of listen to quite a few shows, so I've noticed how when shows are on, if you go to try to see, like, if the show's already started and say it's been on for a little while, you won't even be able to see that the show's still actively on. It just shows you what shows are coming up. And it used to show you all the shows that were on, but now it stopped doing that, and I'm not sure what that's about, but...
I think this is where they've messed up a lot, really, to be quite honest, because I did have 70 callers at a time at one time, and that's dwindled down to, well, just 2 callers at the moment, but we get through it.
That's because they can't see that you're on.
Explained in one sentence.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Like, right after maybe 10 minutes of your show being on, if you go and click, nobody can see that you guys are on right now. It'll just show the live shows that are coming up. So I definitely say, you know, anyone else that you know that has a show, or just let them know that that feature is really ridiculous, because literally if you just miss maybe the first 5 minutes of a show but you can still come and catch it later, people can't do that because they're not going to be able to see that your show's actively going on right now. They'll just have to wait for the shows that are coming up.
Oh, bless you for telling us that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That shook a bit of the pressure.
It was frustrating me as a person that likes, you know, to watch the show. I'm like, well, I know that I just saw that this show is going to be on, but if I don't get that call-in number before it starts to kick them off, I won't know the show's on.
Exactly. I was beginning to get a bit paranoid about it all. I thought, what about
I know. I don't know what these new, maybe they just, you know, tried a new format, and once they get some feedback to figure out what is really not working, you know, maybe they'll hopefully change it, because that just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But that's exactly why, you know, you're looking and you're like, well, where did all the callers go? Well, they literally don't know that I'm on right now, because they cannot see that. Why?
Did you have a question for Jill?
I definitely do. I am looking to start a business, But I'm not sure, like, I'm hoping you guys can help me to figure out where do I need to be looking for the location, because I literally want to do, like, I'm looking to grow a natural wild garden, but I'm not sure, you know, where I should be looking to get the location in order to do this. And so I'm in Colorado, and I know it's going to be in Colorado, but I'm just wondering if you can get, like, some sort of aspect of where I should be looking about or around in order to do this.
Okay. I don't know any areas in the state at all, so I can't really help you for location there. Only to say that I know this is going to happen for you. I do see this actually taking place somewhere, but I, as regards location, I'm going to have to hand it over to Robin for that one.
Oh, goodness gracious. I am not familiar with Colorado. However, Spirit's showing me the number 20. It's either going to be 20 minutes from where you live now or 20 miles from where you live now. Seeing, like, flat land, but an empty, vacant building. It almost looks like it might have been once a greenhouse, and then it was converted into, like, maybe a store. I feel like it's for lease or for rent, and you can renovate it. Do you know what I'm saying? It's a little run down right now, but with a little TLC, it could definitely be up and running within the next 6 to 7 months.
Okay. Nice. And do you see about when I might be actually getting the place?
Well, that's the thing. Like, the place that's for lease or for rent is either 20 minutes from where you live right now, or it's 20 miles in the western direction of wherever you are right now. They keep showing me W in, like, the compass sign. So I want to say it's 20 minutes to 20 miles west from wherever you're located.
Okay. No, I totally get that. But, I mean, like, do you see, like, about, like, what month I might be actually,
find it within the next 6 weeks. You're going to just happen to stumble upon it. I see a benefactor or some sort of investor coming in. I don't know if you've already applied for a small business bank loan or if it's going to be a private benefactor, but somebody's going to give you the startup capital to put down the down payment on this building.
Okay. And does the building happen to be white by chance?
I'm only seeing, like, the very front of it where it's, like, all, like, the very front is all glass, but there, it looks like there's it, the glass is stained.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It looks
definitely
like it's a
good. I had a dream
vibe,
about
too.
A white building, but I'm not sure. You know, I don't know if that was the building or not. But
it could be that you're going to paint it white.
Oh, okay. Maybe that was the time, huh? Because it felt like that was the place, but I just saw the building, and I'm going to actually need, like, you know, space for the garden and everything, and I didn't see that, and so I was like, I don't know what that is. I said, well, let me at least try to see, you know, if anyone else would feel.
I feel like it's in, like, a good location where it would be almost like on the parking would be on dirt road. The building, again, it looks like it was a greenhouse at one point. It's on substantial amount of land. It looks like it's for either lease or for rent. It's not for sale, but it's for leasing or renting. And I want to say that the people who own it don't live too far from it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you're coming up on it, you're gonna see it. It's in a really good location where it's not, like, highway busy, but it's well traveled. When you see the building, you're gonna know. You know what I mean? You're not gonna see the sign right away. You're going to see the building first, and then as you drive up a little bit more, then you're going to see the sign that says for lease or for rent, and you're just going to know.
Okay.
Your intuition, your gut is going to say, this is the place I dreamt about.
And does it feel like a good place for me, like where I'll be able to be successful there?
Absolutely. Like I said, it's a well-traveled road. It's not too busy where you can't, like, where people are going to be like, oh, I can't pull in there because I'll never get out. But it's busy enough where people are, like, passing it, seeing it, you know, oh, that's somewhere I want to stop because I'm being drawn into it. I feel this is going to be the start of something really huge. It's going to start off really small, and it's going to start off quaint, and you're just going to, it's going to snowball.
Yeah.
It's going to actually take off pretty
quickly. Okay. That is true. It is going to be small because it's just me at first.
Just at first. But
Thanks, guys.
Like, once you start getting business and once you start getting clientele, people are going to want you to expand. You know what I mean? So it's going to expand pretty quickly. But, again, it's going to start off really small and very home-like, and then it's gonna grow exponentially.
I'm
very
excited
for you.
Thank you so much. I am, too. I know this is part of my spiritual work, and so I'm trying to, you know, work it out, fill it out, even though I have no clue how, when, or where. You know, with spirit, it's like, you don't focus on that. Just focus on, you know, it's coming,
exactly.
Get ready. When it does come, be ready.
Exactly.
You know?
Absolutely. Spirit is pushing you in the direction in which you need to go in. And you're listening, and that's good. It's a positive move. So just keep doing what you're doing and keep your eyes open. Like I said, I feel like it's western from where you are now. It's more towards the west. So look in that general location or general area.
That is a lot of information, actually, because at least now I know, you know, where to be looking, because before I just had no clue. And so
right.
This kind of gives me an area to start focusing on, you know. And I plan on getting a pendulum, too, so that I can start using, you know, my pendulum to try to help me. So, you know, gas is so expensive, I can't just be looking around. But when
Absolutely.
I get the pendulum, I'm going to hope that it can kind of pinpoint me at least where areas I need to really be focusing on to go check them out.
Right.
Well, you guys rock. I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Even though you guys don't celebrated at the same time as us, right? You're a month before, right?
I'm in the U.S., so we just had
Thursday. Yeah, that's what we did too. I'm not sure. I thought across the pond. I know they do celebrate, but I thought it was either a month before us or maybe after. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you guys are here, then, you know, happy Thanksgiving, and I'm glad and hope that you guys had a wonderful holiday, you know.
Same to you, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Over here, it's usually 2 to 3 days after, you know, the week after, I think.
Oh, okay.
I'm not safe. Yeah. That's for people that do celebrate it over here. There are quite a few, actually, that... I found recently that they actually do celebrate it over here as well, yeah. So, yeah.
I know I was so surprised when I found out that it wasn't at the same time. I was like, wow, that's amazing. You find out so many different things. That's why I love Blog Talk, because it can literally, you know, bring communities together across the world, you know.
Oh, definitely.
There's so many of us that can just join together, even in the conversation, and there's so much power in it. And so it's a wonderful thing to be able to do that, because no matter what, even in your own community, you can only, you know, converse with the people who are right there with you. But this is literally bringing, you know, that international aspect to it, which is a wonderful experience, especially if you don't have the funds at the time to be able to experience that, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, what you've got to do now there, Michelle, is keep yourself focused on putting everything down meticulously as you go along, yeah? And get ready for that expansion, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, if you see yourself as small now, in 12 months from now, you're going to see yourself as part of big, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, so,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Keep putting everything down in a meticulous manner, yeah? And imagine yourself in that position of big, not small, yeah?
Yeah. I do, because I literally want to help feed, you know, the world, like anywhere where there's a food desert, where there's not food, I want to be there. So that's my vision. And that's, you know, you can't do it small. I know just because it's me, I'm going to have to start everything small. But because my vision is literally, you know, to alleviate food deserts where people cannot eat, you know, that can't be small. Like, that's a huge, huge thing.
Think of the mighty oak tree there, Michelle, yeah? The mighty oak tree starts off as just a little acorn, yeah? And then it, you know.
Yeah.
And you think of how big that grows, you know. So, yeah. That's always think big. Always think big, yeah. Never think small. And I think you're going to be fine. I really do, because I see that happening for you, yeah. So your dream looks as though it's going to take shape very, very quickly, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm ready.
Lovely. Okay, let us know what happens, Michelle, yeah?
I will, definitely. I love you so, so you know I'll be back.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Nat.
Have a great day.
Thanks for
you
calling.
Too.
Okay. And stay listening,
bye.
Michelle, yeah? Okay, thank you now.
Yes,
bye. Okay. Nice one to start the show. And
very good start.
I think now we've got an area 504. 504, good evening. Or good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi. Can we take your name, please?
Debbie.
Debbie, thank you. Do you have a question for us, Debbie?
I'm from Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
My question is, it seems like a few things are going wrong for me lately, like work seems stuck and my relationship seems stuck. It's just like I'm just wondering if you see, you know, things brightening up or me getting a break.
Things beginning to break. Yeah.
Break. You know, like something, something positive.
Because you need to break the mold of what's been going on around you recently, and this is not something that you brought about yourself. It's something that other people around you have been doing. It's like you've had too many obstacles to deal with recently, yeah?
Yes.
And this is put a tremendous strain on yourself with your family and friends. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, because family and friends have been really, well, they've become like a pain to you, they've become like a thorn in your side, yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because you need to get out of that situation now. You need to push them aside and say, no, I'm taking back control of my life. And tell them, step aside, please. I'm back. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, because you need to take time for you now and say, enough is enough. Yeah, you've done all you can do to me, and I'm not taking it anymore. Yeah?
Yeah.
And you need to start taking control again. And I do feel that changing around you, Debbie, yeah? Because I know that you...
Great.
I know that you have this energy within you, and you have this energy to say, well, do you know what? I don't care anymore about what you tell me. I am better than all this put together, yeah?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah? And you need to stand up there and let them know that you are still the person that you always have been, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, you've got to stand strong, stand firm with them, Debbie, is all I can tell you there, darling. Just stand firm with them. And, you know, don't take no more nonsense from them at all, yeah?
Yeah, do you think it's because I'm, like, too nice or something? Like, I feel like I'm...
Probably.
...standing strong, but, like, I have, like my neighbor is, like, really pushy, and then, you know, my boyfriend can be pushy, and everybody has so many, like, needs, but it's like I feel like everybody's forgetting mine, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody around you, just likely, has been me attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah? And they haven't seen the real you at all. It's like...
they wouldn't like you, would they?
No, because the thing is now, yeah, they ought to see you for who you are and not just this me attitude around you all the time. And that they've taken advantage one step too far with you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, because they need to step back a little now, because if they don't, you're going to break. Yeah.
I feel like my health is going to break. Yeah, I do. I feel like I'm at that point right now.
Yeah. But I feel there, Debbie, and I don't like to say this live on air, because you have a nasty side to you as well, if you want to, when you want to, yeah?
It takes a lot to get me there, but I can push.
You're getting there, yeah?
I know
where you're coming from, because, you know, it takes a lot to push you over, but, you know, it's getting to that stage now where you don't really want to go there, and you don't want people to see that side of you.
No, it's very powerful. That's why I don't want to have to push back.
Yeah. You know, because if people ever see that side of you, they'll know that you are back. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I think that's what the people are waiting to see. They're waiting to see that other side of you, that side that they've never seen before, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, but stay calm, Debbie, is all I can say. Don't go there. Yeah?
Don't go there?
Yeah. You know, because I don't think that's a good place for you to go there at the moment, yeah?
Okay. Well, because I feel like my health is just so run down.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm mad, I can affect equipment. Things break or light bulbs. You know, I have a lot of energy, so I try not to get mad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you'll find light bulbs popping and everything around you, yeah?
Yeah, so when I do that, I calm down and I isolate, but then I feel like people just go back to the way they were. Like, I can, you know, they'll maybe give me a little day or so, and then they just go back to the way they were.
Yeah. So they give you, so they give you a stay of absence sort of thing, and then, yeah, after a day or so, they go back to the... Now, you want to stand firm this time and say, well, look, you know, I have this energy and you're not going to drain me anymore. Yeah?
That's what they're doing, is draining. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Draining you because...
It's not being used for me.
Yeah. There is such a thing as vampirism, and, you know, people can drain you. And there's been, like... obstacles in your way, in your path, and you've had to deal with that situation more than most people recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you need to push them all aside and say, look, you know, I've had enough of this now. You just got to take me as I am, or not at all. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you will soon find out who your true friends are, Debbie, once you start standing firm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, and then you will find, and they'll weasel down. The ones that don't respect you will weasel down, and you'll be left with your true friends. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know you don't like losing friends, but, you know, the true friends are the ones that will stay by you. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, the other ones will weasel out there, darling. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then you can say goodbye to them and make new friends. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
I really don't even consider them friends. I just try to keep the peace.
Exactly.
At work and,
exactly.
You know.
Do you have anything to add there, Robin, yeah?
Yeah, well, I just pulled a few cards for you. And what the cards tell me is that you're the problem resolver. You are the one that people come to when
yes.
the crap hits the fan, so to speak. This
yes.
often can result in overwhelming, like, what the hell kind of moment, you know? Like, where's my time out? I'm
exactly,
grown up.
Exactly.
I need 5 minutes to myself where y'all just need to figure out your own problems and just give me some breathing room. Don't be afraid
mm-hmm.
to say that. Don't feel like, draw the boundaries. Draw the lines in the sand and make them very, very bright and vibrant and say, listen, this is the line. Don't cross it. If you cross it, then Mama Bear's going to get very angry. And then I see, like, you are the mama bear. You are, like, again, everybody comes to you with their problems and says, we're the children. You messed up. How do we fix it?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't just at work, because I pulled the romantic partner card for you as well. Your romantic mm-hmm. partner does the same thing. Pushes, and then when you're just about ready to explode, it's like, well, why are you being grumpy?
Right. Yes.
Draw the boundary and say, listen, if you're going to treat me like this, this is how you're going to, this is the reaction that you're going to evoke from me. Don't be afraid to raise the bar as far as your standards are concerned. Make them known. People will respect you more for being assertive than they would if you just swallow it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your throat chakra is very closed because that's what you do. You swallow the emotion, all the emotion. And like you said, it takes a lot for you to get to that bottle rocket moment. But don't allow yourself to get there because, again, it is going to take its toll on your health. It is going to take its toll on your body and your spirituality and everything. So don't be afraid to draw the line in the sand and say, listen, you're about 2 seconds from getting a pop. You know what I'm saying? Love yourself
yeah.
enough to say, you're ticking me off. Knock it off.
Yeah.
And again, you're not going to come off. Go ahead, honey.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, I'm listening.
I just don't understand why someone couldn't see somebody disintegrating before their eyes. You know, I just can't. It's like they don't even see me, I think.
Not that they don't, it's that they're so used to you swallowing everything. So they're like, oh, you know what? There's the doormat. Let's just wipe our feet on the way into the nice, clean house. That's how they look at it. They don't look at it as you're ready to crumble or that you're ready to break. They look at it as, like, she's indestructible. No matter how much crap we throw at her, she doesn't break down. This is where you need to stand up and say, I need me. I need me time because I can't deal with this. I am a human being. I'm not made of steel. I'm not a robot. You need to be able to use your voice. You know what I'm saying? Be the rock that you know you can be, but at the same time, don't be afraid to say this rock has a nice soft inside and it's about to melt down like lava.
I like that.
Makes sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
And once you start doing this, then people are going to look at you in a whole new light. It's not. They're not going to be like, oh, she's grouchy. They're going to be like, wow, she's assertive. She loves herself enough to stand up to us, and maybe we should love her a little bit more, too.
Okay. I'm definitely gonna try it. I mean, I'm at the breaking point, like just health wise, energy wise. Like I don't care, you know, who
don't
walks
allow
away.
Yourself to get to that point. When we swallow these emotions, it's like swallowing poison and then looking at the person that we really are mad at and waiting for them to die. It's not going to happen. You're the one swallowing the poison. So how is it going to affect the person standing next to you? It's not. Don't take the poison. Don't allow yourself to consume it. Look at it and say, listen, this is the situation. This is what's at hand. This is what's going on, and it needs to stop. I don't mind being a friend. I don't mind being the problem solver. I don't mind helping, but I need the same in return. You know what I mean? You got to put your foot down and say it's a give and take situation, not just one person gives and another person takes. That's not flying anymore. And by saying that, again, you're not coming off as like, wow, she's grumpy. You're coming off as, wow, she respects herself. And people are going to follow your lead. If you show yourself respect, they're going to show you respect in return.
Okay. How do I unswallow the poison after I've already swallowed it? Because I think that's what's contributing to my, you said my throat?
Absolutely.
I think I'm like thyroid problems now because of it.
This is what I do. Whenever I feel like I have that much built up inside of me, I get a piece of paper and I put a pen to it and I write down a person's name. Dear so-and-so, I forgive you for this, dear so-and-so, I forgive you for this that you did to me. And by doing that, you're basically taking the poison out of your body and you're putting it onto the paper. Once you've done that, symbolically take it, well, don't symbolically, take it and burn it. By burning it, that's the symbol of saying, now it's released. It's out of me. It's gone. It's disintegrated. It's no longer of value. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that. It's like an exercise in being active. Yeah, no,
absolutely.
I like that.
Exactly. So by doing this, again, you're taking the poison out of you, putting it on paper with a pen, and then with the fire, you're giving it back to Earth, and you're saying, I don't need this. It doesn't serve me. I'm letting it go.
Wow. Okay.
And it's very powerful.
That is
when you
so
do
useful.
This, you're
That's
gonna
so
feel
useful.
You're going to feel an abundance of emotion by doing this. You're going to feel your heart becoming lighter. You're going to feel the muscles in your body relaxing. You're going to feel all these emotions. You might even cry, you know, and just
I'm already crying.
Let spirit do its thing. This is how you heal. Sometimes you have to fill in the cracks by just letting it crumble. You know what I mean? Sometimes the foundation isn't solid, so it needs to crumble and it needs to be rebuilt, and there's no shame in that.
Mm-hmm.
No shame in that at all. So put the pen to the paper. You know, we don't forgive other people for them. We forgive other people for ourselves. Holding on to that poison is only hurting us. So let the poison go. Give it back to the earth and let people see the new you. Draw the boundaries. Be assertive.
Okay. Wow, I'm just crying because y'all are so nice, really, right now.
Well, thank
you.
This is what it's all about. This is what spirit does. Spirit comes in, tells you what you need to hear, and it makes you a better person.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Thank you for calling and allowing us to do what we do.
Oh, gosh, thanks. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. I have to agree with what Robin says there. I mean, I surprise myself sometimes. I mean, spirit comes in and they can be so forceful in their wording. And, you know, I'm thinking, where did that come from? You know, but I'm going to go to my first track of music right now. This relates to you, Debbie, very much. And this is what you've got to start saying to yourself.
Survive. I've got the power. Stay off my back. Or I will attack and you don't want that.
Great. I love the word for that song. I really do. Oh, dear.
Well, I hope that's livened you up a bit. If it hasn't, then it's not my fault. 207, good evening.
Hi there. How are you?
Can we take your name, please?
My name is Rolina.
Rolina, yeah? Have you ever questioned
yes.
that for us, Rolina, yeah?
Yes. I believe I've been working towards what I believe to be my life purpose, and I was wondering if you had any guidance on that.
Ah, a guidance on your life's purpose. Wow, let's see now. Rolina, I have to say, I believe that you could guide me, and I see you straight away as a very spiritual person in the way you present yourself, and as soon as you started to speak to me there, I could see that you have something to teach the world. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why ain't you doing it already, Rolina?
I'm sorry, what?
Why are you not doing it already?
Why am I not doing it already?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the process of getting everything together.
Uh-huh.
It's a business. I want to work out of a shop. It has to do with pets, but I want to do the Reiki and it's towards the health of the animals.
Okay. Right. So Okay, so you're working with animals, and can I put you as an animal healer yourself, yes?
Yes.
So this is what you have done for a living, and this is what you want to do for a living, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Lovely, lovely. Because like I said to you there at the start, is that you have something to teach me. And I only know one other person, and that's this side of the pond, that actually does animal communication.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody from your side of the pond there that does animal communication. But it's
I know a few
have.
People.
You don't see people, no?
Well,
okay. All right.
My shop's going to be designated to the animals. I'm going to mix the Reiki with the bath massages, the dogs.
Yeah.
I'm going to have pet products, and I'm going to be doing pet communication readings.
Right. Do you know what you ought to think about, Rolina? I don't know whether you thought about taking in like a psychic or a medium there alongside you as a business partner, somebody that could actually do spirit communication in a little back room there at the same time.
I'm gonna hire some people to do that as well.
Hire somebody there as well, yeah. Because I can see this has been a really booming business there, and people are well into this type of thing now, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no reason why you couldn't be amongst them there, and out there doing it yourself, yeah. But can I ask you there, Rolina? Whereabouts in the States are you?
I live in Maine.
All right, so you're in Maine. Oh, yeah, I know somebody else that lives in Maine. Don't we, Robin? Hello? Robin?
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, no, I hear you, Ken.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I was just giggling to myself. Yes, we do. We know other people in the area.
Yeah, we know one or two people around the main area. I don't know whether there's too much business out that way for that type of thing there, but, you know, because you...
You'd actually be surprised.
But... Yeah, exactly. I'd be surprised. Yeah, go on. Because, you know, I mean, I don't know too much about the state at all. But I can actually see you spreading this side of the pond, Rolina. Yeah, and selling, you know, like your product here, if that makes sense.
Well, I'm in the process of also creating my own animal oracle cards.
Sound right. Okay. Hmm. See, I know somebody that could help you to create those cards. If I could have a word with them, maybe. Because I know quite a few people that have actually created their own set of cards. And somebody now that has got their... had the set of cards for quite a while now established, and have only just got them into print in this country. Unfortunately, they've had the original name taken away from them, and that's something that you've got to look out for. But when you do get these cards into print, Rolina, get...
Mm-hmm.
Get a patent on them so that nobody can change that name. Yeah.
Right, a patent.
You know the
yeah.
word. It's just the way that we
yeah.
say it up here. We say it differently. Yeah, but do that, and then if anybody comes to you in the future and says, "Well, we want to change that name," they can't change it because you've got the patent on it. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well, back to the shop thing that I wanted to do is I want to make it a multifaceted shop, a business.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to mix many different services
mm-hmm.
into one.
Lovely. Yeah. Because
I don't think...
I see that
I think
absolutely
the,
working out for you. That is
yeah.
absolutely going to be... Yes, it is absolutely going to work out. The way I see it is it's like almost like walking into a pet center, right? So you walk in and there's all these different departments that are separated by like mini dividers. Your business is going to be something like that. Each, you're going to walk in and you're going to have the main store in the front, but as you go towards the back, there's going to be designated
right.
areas for certain things. This is where you're going
right.
to get your pet reading. This is where you're going to get your tarot reading. This is
right.
where you're going to get your chakra healing. By bringing all of this together, which, may I just say personally from my own personal me, kudos to you, because I think it's amazing that you're working with animals. As not too many people recognize that everything is connected, everything has a voice, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's
mm-hmm.
awesome, and I got to give you mega, mega, mega props for that. Again, I do see this becoming a very... established business where you are going to, like, people are going to flood you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to put out an ad saying, this is what I'm doing and this is what I'm looking for. And so many people are going to flock to you. You're going to be able to weed out, like, you're going to be able to, because you are so intuitive, because you are so well connected to spirit, you're going to be able to say, I want you working with me. I want you working with me. Well, I value you. I don't feel like our energies mix that well, so I'm going to have to pass on you. But, and it's going to go like that. You're going to be able to pick it with just being in the same room and picking up on the energy. You're going to be able to see who best works with your energy. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. I definitely pick up on people's energies big time.
So that's how you're going to be, that's how you're going to establish, not your clientele, but that's how you're going to establish your workers. You know,
okay.
That's
yeah.
how you're going to mm-hmm. establish the people that you want working for you and with you. Again, people are going to, once you put it out there, people are going to flock to you. So it's not going to be a whole lot of work on your part. You're basically putting out the intention, and Spirit is doing the rest. Spirit is going to bring you so much potential, so much business for the people that are looked that can possibly work with you, that you're going to be like, wow, I never thought that this many people would, you know, want to do this kind of work. It's going to get overwhelming. But with that said, because you are so good at picking up on other people's energies, you're going to, and you're so comfortable in your own energy, you're going to know what's going to work best for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, I understand.
As fast as you expected to, and then some.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, happy holidays to the both of you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Alina. You take care. Yeah?
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
That is definitely going to be a person to watch out for, because she's going to, like, her business is going to be amazing. I can't wait.
Well, I don't know. You cut out a little bit there, Robin, during that, and I wasn't able to hear all of that. But I think I got registered. What's that Skype called? Just let me find out who this is Skype calling me. Right. Davina, I have something to ask you if there aren't too many callers. Right, okay. I got one more caller to get through, Davina. So just bear with me and I'll get to you there, darling. No problem. Okay. We're just coming up to the top of the hour now, and I do want to take this caller before we go to our next track. So we're going to take 718.
Good to the tone.
Pardon? Hello? 718? No? 718? Oh dear. Okay, never mind. Maybe not then. I don't know what happened there. It was 718 and something said something after, speak after the tone, and I don't know. Don't know what happened, but I had to cut that one off because they didn't answer. So 718, you'll have to call back again, but what we'll do, we'll take Davina, because Davina wants to ask a question, so... Yeah, we'll go and see what we can do. Hi, Davina.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello, Ken. Hello, Robin.
Hiya.
Hello, darling.
Hello. Ken, last week, I had three dreams. In 3 days, I had three dreams, and there were nothing, I can't even remember what happened, but they were just general, it was like as if Richard was still living, and we were still kind of, we were just doing things like as we'd normally do. And then on the last day, it was really weird, because I woke up with, like, fingerprints on my shoulders. And that was on Thursday, and then, no, sorry, it wasn't Thursday, it was on Tuesday, and yeah. And I thought to myself, okay, because I don't remember anything bad happening in my dream that night, So I think, oh, and then this morning I woke up and the blanket was off me, and you know how cold it is at the moment.
Right.
Yeah, which is really weird, but I've just remembered that now. But last week, on the day where I had the fingerprint on me, I won a competition to meet one of these reality stars in London. And
this was on a radio station, yeah?
No, it wasn't on a radio station. It was this was over Twitter.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it was a Twitter competition. And okay. So and because I was in two minds about going anyway, I thought to myself, was it Richard's way of saying don't go? Because other people that I'd asked, you know, what do you think of this? They said, there's something about that person who we're not liking.
Right.
And basically, he's got a reputation of being a real player.
Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't go, and I didn't feel too disheartened about it. But on Friday, I received a message from somebody that I spoke to you about before, Andrew.
Oh yeah.
And this was out of the blue. I received a message from him, and he was telling me that, Davina, I'd love to get into a relationship with you, but it would be very hard to follow the steps of Richard. And I was absolutely infuriated for him to think that I would ever want a relationship with him or anything like that, because I've never said that I want a relationship with him. I mean, anybody who knows me would know that I'm not after a relationship. I'm just after some, you know, nice friends around me. Yeah. So later on that evening, I says, I'm busy at the moment, I'll reply to you later. He says to me, he says, Davina, I really care about you, I'd love to date you, blah de blah. And I thought, okay. And he says, and I've treated you really bad in the past. And I thought, well, really, a leopard doesn't change its spots. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You've got to be blunt with him, you know, because I know that when we read for you the first time that you said that, and then it went to from him wanting to be around you and decorating the Christmas tree to thinking below the the belt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it got a little out of hand, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Because it started off quite innocently around the Christmas tree, decorating the tree and all that business.
Oh, no. No, Ken, you said that. You could see us decorate the Christmas tree, and I thought, we'll see about that.
Do you know what I'm thinking now at this stage, Davina? And I shouldn't really say it live on the air, but you know, what about sticking him as the fairy on the tree? Yeah. you know what I mean? But that will stop him thinking below the belt, won't it?
Well, yeah. Well, I think to myself, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm finding it really difficult. As the weeks are getting closer to my birthday, Christmas, and then after it'll be Valentine's Day, I'm just really, I am.
Your birthday's on Christmas Day?
No, it's on Christmas Eve. I'll be 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And
you were, what, the 24?
Yep, 24 to the 12. And I was born at 12:21. How weird is that?
12:21 on the 20, on the 24.
Yes, of the 12.
Good Lord.
Yeah, all the three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't get much closer.
I know.
Right. I don't know how to interpret that dream. I don't know what to tell you.
The dream, I mean, the dreams, there was nothing wrong with the dreams. It was just waking up and having bruises, like I've been held down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
No, I've had some weird bruises when I woke up in the morning, many a time.
Yeah.
There's no saying where they come from, you know, I mean, obviously.
Mm.
And you're thinking, well, how did them get there? Like, you know, you're thinking, well, nobody's... And you say, did you kick me last night? Or something like that, you know. Actually, the first person that you're going to play with, the person next to you in bed, you know.
Yeah.
Just say, no, but you kicked me.
Well, yeah. Well, I blame the dog, but it wasn't Paul Prince.
Well, Davina, I don't know what we're going to how we can answer that, really.
I don't know. It's just...
It's a strange one. I mean, obviously, there must be somebody out there that could answer that question, but I'm not the one, unfortunately. I wonder whether Robbie can throw anything on it for you.
Okay.
I have no idea. I don't know where the bruises, like, if it was a violent dream, you would have remembered. You know what I mean? You would have woke up her. I just would have been like, what's a flip and flip? The fact that you didn't wake up like that, unless you have low iron, which very well may be the case, I don't know what else contribute the bruising to. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like it was done maliciously. I don't feel like it was done out of harm. I feel like, again, like, if Richard was holding you in his dream but not holding you, not in a mean or aggressive manner, but just holding you in general, you're low on iron, that would cause you to bruise very easily.
No, it was like... How can I say? You know when, say, someone's behind you and then they put their arms on your shoulders, so their hands are, like, cupping your shoulders. That's the kind of bruising that it was.
Right.
And it was only when I looked in the mirror when I was doing my makeup and I thought, what the hell?
Right.
You know, yeah, but it didn't, you know, I thought my dream last night wasn't bad. And then... Because I did wake up in a nice mood, you know, seeing him. But when I saw the bruises, I thought, okay. But it didn't scare me. But it was only later on that day when I'd won that competition, thought to myself, he's trying to say, don't go.
Right.
Yeah, I really believe that. That's because it... There was no violent dreams. I mean, I do get some really bad dreams with Richard, but that last week, there was no violent ones. It was just general life, you know, things that we did in life, like tease my mum. Yeah.
So you have, like, happy memories in your dreams, yeah?
Yes.
Normally, yeah?
Yeah. No, normally it's been as... he's passing normally, but this week it was about life, about him cooking and, you know, just general things.
Do you feel, Davina, that you are pulling out of the negative, you know, when you know how you used to worry about how it happened and all that?
No, I think I'm kind of bitter towards it now because I know it's coming up to a year and there is no answers. So I do feel very bitter and angry. So that hasn't changed at all.
No, that I don't think that is ever going to change. But
no, because no, it will if the people are ready for it.
It's not that you need to accept anything, and I'm not. I wouldn't be the one to tell you that. Oh, you've got to accept it.
Yeah.
But you know, remembering the good things.
Yeah.
That's what it's like what your dreams have been about recently. Remembering the good things.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what I'm trying to get to the point here, Davina, now is.
Mm-hmm.
Right, no matter how it happened, we both know it has.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And because it has, we've got to remember Richard for himself, for all the good qualities and all the good times that you had with him, yeah?
But you know, Ken, you know, I know when people say that, and I know that people say that with all the goodness in their heart, but you know, even looking through photos now, it is so hard. And I've got videos of him talking to the dogs and, you know, him telling me that he loves me. And the other day I played a video, him calling the dogs, and Honey, the older one, she didn't even bat an eyelid, but the little one, which I was quite surprised, she just stared at the door to say, is he coming? Is he here? As he walked through the door.
Yeah.
And I thought, and that really made my heart bleed, because I thought, even though it's sad, even though it's good that they remember him, it's just sad that they're still waiting for him. Because in a way, I still am.
I don't understand it, yeah.
Yeah. So it's sad. So even looking at the good memories, either way, it's painful. I think it is when it's someone that you've lived with and done everything with. It is. But, like, you know, what I say now, it is what it is. You know, I say that to kind of make myself deal with it. It is what it is. Now you have to move forward.
Yeah. It's to make you feel worthy as a person.
Yeah.
Because you know that your life has got to go on regardless.
It has.
You know, and you've got to make yourself worthy of life again. And, you know, and it's hard. It's always going to be hard. Yeah.
Always. It always will.
Yeah. You know.
But, yeah.
And nobody has the right to tell you you've got to move on, or you've got to forget, or you've got to do anything.
And
I'd be the last person to tell you that, because, you know, for anybody that's gone through a bereavement of any kind, at any time, it's a personal thing, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's been a very short space of time for you, and there's no way you're going to get over it that quick anyway.
No.
You know? But if you can just hold on to the good times, then that is your comforter. That is that, and these are the dreams that you're having lately now. Of, like you said, Richard, cooking and doing normal everyday things. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and if you can get that bad idea out of your system, you can learn to embrace life again. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
I know it's never going to change things. It's never going to change the way it happened.
No.
Yeah.
I just hope justice is done. That's all I pray for, you know, Ken. I think, you know, the fact that there's hope of somebody finding something,
that is what
I cling on to. I really do.
Yeah.
You know, and I just hope I hope there is justice. I don't know how that there will be, but there's always twists and turns in life, isn't there? So, but yeah.
Definitely.
But thank you.
Well, Davina, we do have another caller, so we're going to have to move on now, darling.
Thank you.
Okay, Davina, yeah. You take care, darling. Yeah?
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Neil. Righty. We have about 40 minutes of the show left, and we're going to go to area 770. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi there. Can we take your name, please?
Ken. Hi. This is Mary from Atlanta.
Mary, yeah?
Yes. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Do you have a question there, Mary?
Yeah, not so much a question. Anything you can see that come through.
Okay.
Hello, do you hear me?
Right, we do, yeah. You have a child there in the background with you, yeah?
Yes, please stop.
Yeah, I can hear him there, yeah. So
yeah,
I didn't
I'm sorry.
It's okay, I didn't
I'm sorry about that.
No, you're fine. I didn't catch your question there.
I said I didn't have a specific question. I said anything that you see that would come through, that comes through.
I've just cut my chat room off. I just hit the wrong button and cut my chat room off, so I do apologize for anybody in the chat room there that suddenly got cut off. Okay. Right. So there's no specific question there that you want. But you've been worrying about something, Mary, recently, and it's to do with the little one around you there, yeah?
I've been worried about someone.
You've been worried about the little gentleman that frowns you at the moment, yeah?
No, not so much worry. He's only 7. He's a child, you know. Not really. I'm not really. Not really. I think I do have a question. I'm going to ask this question since make it specific.
Yeah.
My ex-husband, I left a house behind, and my ex-husband is remarried. So I was thinking about, I signed something with the lawyer when I got a divorce that if he ever sold the house, I would get some money, some more money out of it. And so I wanted to know if I asked him to give me a buyout because I need some money. I want to go get some implants. And I wanted to ask him would he give me a buyout because I feel like if, God forbid, if anything ever happened to him with the new wife, I wouldn't get anything out of it. So I was thinking of asking him that question.
Okay. So you want to move house then? Yeah.
Yes, I wanted the buyout. I mean, he didn't sell the house.
So
he didn't sell the house. Hello. I'm sorry, Ken. A little brat of mine.
All right. So, if you can get him to buy you out, you're prepared to move. Yes.
I'm sorry, Ken. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Mary. I can hear somebody in the background there with you. I know it's difficult to listen to two people at the same
time. Yeah, I'm fine. I went to the other room.
That's fine. Okay. You're looking to move house because this is what I've seen when
No, I have moved. I moved 17 years ago, but I left the house behind, and the house belongs to he and I.
No. Mary, you're going to move again. You are going to move. Yeah, you are going to move again. Yeah, you're moving house again because this is what I heard. When your voice vibration come in there, first of all, you're going to be moving house again. So this gentleman now, the one that you want to buy you out, that's going to happen because you're going to be moving. Yeah. So the only way that I can see you moving is if this happens, if this gentleman actually does what you say there and buys you out, yeah?
Okay. Well, I really want the money to get some implants and some teeth on the back, and I just say I wanted something more natural looking.
Uh-huh. I can't
but
see
I thought about moving, but that's good then if I move.
Okay, because I can't see any other financial gain for you. And I can't see how if there's no other financial gain, I can't see how you could possibly move house. The only thing, the only way that you could possibly move is if this happens. Yeah. So it's like you've already got the means to do this, yeah? You've already got the means to be moving. Is moving something that you've been thinking about?
Well, actually, moving is something that I like where I am. I just like to move. Sometimes I think about moving to another location. But
yeah.
The unit that I have, I like my unit. Sometimes I wish I could pick it up and take it with me. Figure speak.
Right.
I would love to move in a new location, but every time I go out and look, everything is so small compared to what I have.
Right.
I live in an apartment, and all the newer apartments, upscale newer apartments, it's like, oh, my God, there's no room for all that money.
The small, yeah. Yeah, you want to keep to the size that you've got accustomed to, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, because it's more of like a townhouse.
At the moment, you are in, like you said, you're in a, like a suite, like an apartment, but have you ever thought of a house rather than an apartment, yeah?
I moved from a house, and I never thought of a house or apartment because of my work. I freelance. I don't go out and do a 40-hour. If I don't work, I don't make money. And so when I got a divorce and moved, I didn't think about, well, he did tell me to go out and buy another house, but I wasn't feeling that. I was not feeling that because the house I would want, I should have gotten when I first moved, when I first got a divorce.
Right, right.
Now, you know, things have really changed.
Right, okay. Would you, if you had the opportunity to move into a house rather than an apartment, would you take the house?
A house is more upkeep for a single woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a house is more upkeep. You have to think about, unless you contract everything out for the yard, the hedges, the roof edge, anything go wrong, you got to, it would be all on me.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking at, you know. If I get married again, yes. If I'm blessed with another husband, most definitely I would want another house.
You need to come in now.
Oh, maybe a condo. Well, condo. Condo.
Robin,
would
you're
be
there.
Yeah, I'm here. First, let me just say, Spirit loves you the way that you are. Don't feel like you have to change your outside beauty to match your inside beauty, because you are beautiful inside as well as out. And the more you let your inside beauty shine on the outside, the more you're going to love yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
that's
I see what you're saying. Uh-huh.
Second, I see romance coming your way. I'm not sure if you're in a relationship now. I don't feel like you are. Is that fair to say you're not?
Oh, I'm not. I'm not in a relationship now, no.
Okay. I see a partnership coming. It's going to start off as a friendship, somebody that you might have already met, or somebody that you might have known for years and just never looked at them that way until now. This person is going to create a very strong bond with your child. And through that bond, you're going to see them as not a replacement, because nobody can replace anybody's parent, but as like, what's the word I'm looking for? He's not going to try to replace your husband as far as your child's concerned, but he's going to be like a mentor or a good, solid friend, somebody to look up to. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, yes, yes.
Okay, good. Through that, it's going to come... There's gonna be a situation where jealousy does take place. Jealousy, I want to say, on the ex-husband's part, because while he's remarried, he's going to look at it as like, well, what the heck? Why are you trying to replace me? Well, again, you're not trying to replace him, but however, you are trying to move on with your life.
Yes, exactly.
So stand your ground where that's concerned. Let the person know, let your ex-husband know, well, there is no replacing you, I am, however, going to move on with my life, as did you. You were able to move on with your life. Why can I not do the same? So be firm
exactly.
in that. Stand your ground where that's concerned. When you stand your ground, any problems that may have arose from that situation are going to get resolved, because he's going to step back and he's going to look at it from a different point of view. As far as the house goes, I feel like he might give you a hard time about that. You might have to go through the legal system in order to get what is rightfully yours. However, I would not suggest spending it on something such as implants, because again, you are beautiful. You need to see yourself that you are beautiful as you are.
I just thought I want my beautiful smile back. I want it all. You know,
you
that's
have
basically
it.
Yeah, but don't. But
you
other words, you
have
telling
it.
Me don't say to him that I want to buy implants.
Don't. I would no. Absolutely not. I would not tell him anything as far as what you want to do with your money. I would not tell anybody your business. So again, Spirit is telling me that don't. This is what I'm getting. By putting implants into your body, now mind you, it's not my business. I'm just relaying a message. By doing this to yourself, you're basically becoming vain or shallow. Do you see what I'm saying? That, like, they're saying it's going to take away from your spirituality. You are a beautiful person on the inside as well as already on the outside. However, with the tough times that you've had lately, you feel like your youth is gone or your beauty is gone, that, you know, life has taken its toll on your body. However, when you let go of the stress, when you let go of all the woes that you feel have taken their toll on you, you're going to see yourself in a different light, and then you're going to realize that you don't need the cosmetic surgery. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't need it. I just go get partials.
You don't need
it. It's in the back. I have a smile line, but I just want the full mouth for, you know, so I can, when
beautiful.
I open up, I can just...
You are beautiful.
Thank
don't
you.
Change what anything about you. The lines and the marks that we obtain as women while we grow and mature in our age, it's like it's a badge of honor. Don't change that. Don't take that away from yourself. Why do you want to regress yourself and make yourself look different? You know what I'm saying? Spirit's telling me to tell you that you are beautiful. You are woman. Stand in that. Don't change it. Don't dumb it down for something less than what it is. You know what I'm saying? You are an absolutely gorgeous person. Take that money and put it to better use. Again,
okay.
This man is going to come into your life. He's going to help you with the parenting. Your ex-husband is going to get his feathers ruffled, so to speak. But you're going to stand your ground and you're going to say, this is my life. You did what you wanted. Now I'm doing what I want.
Okay. Well, the child that you hear in the background is not actually mine. He's my grandchild. It's
okay,
my daughter's child, really.
You're raising him?
No, he just come spend some time with me.
Okay, because I feel like there's is there another child in the house that you're raising? Because Spirit is telling me that little child is going with you. The place that you're gonna get is gonna be bigger, because you are the place that you're gonna get is gonna be bigger for the household. You know what I'm saying? Because there's not enough room where you are now, so that's where the move that Ken saw comes in.
Okay. No, I'm not raising another child. He just came by to spend some time with me today.
Okay.
Mhm.
Then maybe your child is gonna need a place to stay. Just keep that in the back of your mind. As a possibility, because I see a move as well, so you are going to need more space.
Okay.
And then I also see a vacation coming up, not like an extravagant across the world vacation, but a well-deserved like weekend vacation away from all the stuff that's going on right now. By taking this vacation, you're going to sit back and you're going to see things from a new perspective. Again, it's going to be in a location where there's like no cable, no internet. You might have phone service, but you're going to choose to shut it off. You're going to take this time.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're going to take this time to reflect and say, these are my priorities, this is what I need to do, and this is how I need to go about it. The only way that you're going to do this is by taking that vacation and getting away from the world.
Okay. Wow, I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when you do that, then that's going to start the ball rolling for everything else.
Oh, cool. Cool. Now, I have one other question. I don't have, I did have the phone number, my ex cell phone number, but he changed and got a iPhone, and I don't have his new cell number. And so, but I do have his home number. He has no idea that I have it because his oldest daughter gave it to me. And I was wondering, should I go ahead and call the home?
You don't want to create waves where it's not necessary to. I would suggest if you have an email address for him, or if you have another source of contact that he's aware of, I would go that route first. I would use the home phone number only as a last option.
That's exactly what I was thinking too. I didn't want to call the home, but I don't have his email address. I went online and I could probably get his email address, but you know how you have those links that you have to pay to get phone number and email address.
Yes.
When you go on whitepages.com.
Right.
And find people. I found him in his address, but I didn't get, and I even thought about maybe just send him a postcard, write him a letter.
Absolutely. Any other form of contact that you can possibly go about doing it that way, you know what I mean? Because then you're not creating, again, you're not creating unnecessary waves that don't need to be made.
Exactly.
I would suggest if, even if you could go third party and say, I lost your number, and could you either send me a text or call me because we need to work things out or we have some things that we need to discuss.
Yeah, just send him a postcard. Because he doesn't live in the state of Georgia. I'm here in Georgia, and he lives there in Pennsylvania.
Okay. That's
work. Yeah, I'll send him a postcard then. And hopefully he will respond.
Yes, I have a very good feeling that he's going to respond, and Spirit is giving me acknowledgement that he is going to respond to your request of communication.
Oh, very good. Very good. I love that. Good. Good. Okay. So I got some things to look forward to. Move, romance. I like that. And vacation. Oh, wow. I'm excited.
I'm very excited for you. Now, remember to view your inside. I mean, remember to see your outside the way your inside is. You are a very beautiful woman. Don't change that about yourself.
Okay. All right. I'm going to remember that. I won't change. But I do need teeth in the back to chew on.
Absolutely. That's different. You know what I'm saying? That's not your – if teeth are one thing. If you're doing like cause, you know, if you're getting a facelift or if you're getting a brow lift or whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's changing your beauty, and you're already beautiful. So don't change the outside.
Right. Okay.
If you need dental work, get dental work. Of course, everybody needs. You know, of course you need teeth to eat with.
But I thought you were telling me I don't need dentals. I don't need implants.
You don't. But if you no, what I'm saying is if you need teeth, get teeth. Obviously, the Spirit's telling me that if you're changing your beauty, like you said something about your smile, you're already beautiful.
Oh yeah. Oh, I got the picture now. I misinterpreted. Oh yes, yes. I always had a pretty smile, and I just want to. I guess I want it back. I want the whole mouth of teeth back, and I want to open up and let all 32 show when I laugh, not just smile and half smile, because I'm subconscious of the back is going to be showing without teeth.
And I think that's where they're going with it. Stop being self-conscious because you're beautiful. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more or less what they're trying to tell you. You have this self-consciousness, but don't. You have nothing to be self-conscious about.
Okay. All right. But thank you very much. It's been very enlightening.
You're welcome.
I'll let you guys know how I come out, how I make out. I would definitely send the extra card. And this is
Mary,
the perfect time to send a card. Yes?
Before you go there, Mary, I do have a name for you from my wife, and it's the name Leroy.
Leroy? I don't know of a Leroy. Not now.
You don't know anybody, okay. It could be somebody that you're going to meet there, yeah?
Okay. Not now, I don't know of a Leroy.
I would look out for that name around you, yeah? Okay.
Funny.
Pardon?
Hello?
Yeah. Have you lost connection, yeah?
No, I'm here. You asked me about Leroy, and I said, I don't know of a Leroy, and I thought you said something else.
Right. It's to say, you need to be looking for that name around you, yeah?
Okay, I will. I definitely will.
Uh-huh.
A Leroy.
And was there anything else before you go there, Mary, yeah?
No, that was my, that sums it up. I'm happy.
Okay.
With the messages, and was very, like I said, it was very enlightening. Thank you guys very much.
Okay, you take care now, Mary, yeah? And enjoy the rest of your
day,
yeah? Okay.
I will, you too. Okay,
thanks
bye-bye.
Thanks for calling now.
Bye.
All right. Okay. We do have to do two more callers. We got 25 minutes left of the show, so we're going to go straight into 858. Good evening.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Hi. And who do we have here, please?
It's Roxana.
Roxana, yeah?
Roxana.
Oh, Roxana, sorry. And do you have a question for us, Roxana, yeah?
Yes, I have a question. There is a gentleman that I met in September, and things are going kind of slow. I was wondering if there will be romantic development, or he's not interested in me romantically.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him a couple times.
You met him back in September, yeah?
In September, yeah, the first time I met him in September.
Uh-huh. So it's only it's just over 3 months now, yeah?
Well, but he emails me. We talk in the email. I email him back, but he's not asking me out, and we had this 4 days Thanksgiving, and he was busy with something else, so he even didn't have time to see me either.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Okay. And you've actually been out with this gentleman already, yes?
I've been out only twice.
Only twice. And you'd like to get a little bit more serious, yeah?
I would like romantic relationship, yeah, not just friendship or email Paul. I'm not into that. I would like to have a real relationship.
And when you communicate with this gentleman now, you communicate like over Facebook and things like that, yeah?
Yeah, well, email mostly. I have his email. He has my email.
Okay. What I need you to do there, Roxana, and I know this is going to sound crazy now, but you know when you have finished listening to this show this evening, I want you to play it back to him because he needs to know how you feel about him. Yeah? And
that's a problem. I don't know how I feel about him because I didn't have a chance to date him, and he doesn't. And I ask him,
You didn't have a chance to date with him?
Well, no, and I told him recently that I would like to have a romantic relationship, this and this and that. What are you looking for? He didn't say what he's looking for, so.
Right.
And So that's why it's kind of pointless to ask him. Because that's why I called psychic. Do you feel that there will be development or he's not interested in me?
You've been out with him twice, yes?
Twice, yes.
You've been out with you've seen him physically, in the physical sense. You've
physically,
seen him,
yes, twice.
Twice, yeah, okay.
Yeah, well.
Okay. And you want to go farther than that now, right?
Yes, and he knows about this. I told him that I want a romantic relationship more long term.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because he needs to listen to this show. He needs to hear you saying what you've just said, yeah?
I told him what I just said in the email before Thanksgiving. It didn't have any effect on him. I told him that's what I want.
It had no effect on him whatsoever. Oh, dear. It had no effect on him whatsoever, no?
Well, he responded something very vague, like it was not even a direct answer, so.
It wasn't a direct answer. Why? Because he's being a little bit evasive at the moment. It seems to me. But I don't see that he's got anybody else around him. Yeah? I can't see anybody else around him at the moment. It's like he needs to be brought back around you. Yeah? So you need to draw him nearer to you and you need to be seeing each other more often, if that makes sense. It's like, yeah.
Yes, it is, but he is not available to see me more often. He told me that he has to do this, this, and that. Friday he is busy, Saturday he is busy, Sunday he is busy. So in other words, he doesn't say that he is dating someone, but he doesn't say that he is available to see me either.
Right. If he's going to get serious, then he needs to be with you more often. Yeah? Because at the moment, right, his greatest, how can I put this now? Do you feel that you, I don't know how to start this. you want to get romantic with him, but you don't want to lose him, yeah? So it's
what?
Like, how far are
I don't want to do what? I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
How far are you prepared to wait for him? How long are you prepared to wait for him?
Not very long. I want to enjoy my life. I'm not going to wait for him forever to ask me out or even to do more romantic stuff.
Yeah. At the moment, he's playing with you, yeah?
No, he's not playing. It seems like he's busy with other things in his life.
Yeah,
and but he responds to my emails. He talks to me in the email. He's like, he stays in touch, but we don't
he's too busy
date.
Doing other things there at the moment. You've got to make him, how can I put it, you've got to make him more interested. And I don't know how
that's
you're
going
to do
that.
That's
what I'm saying, is he's not interested in me? That's what you see?
No. No, I'm not saying that he's not interested in you. You've got to emphasize it to him. So when you play this show back to him tonight, you've got to emphasize that you are interested in him big time.
Well, I cannot say big time because I don't know him, but at least I would like to see more development and to a chance to get to know each other.
Right.
I'm not going to play to him this show, you know, no, I'm not going to do
no,
this.
I think that you've got to, if you want him, yeah, because he's going to play with you, he will continue to play with you until you show him your purpose, until you show him that, hey, you know something, I like you and I mean business. Yeah? Does that make sense?
Well, if he's not available, then maybe he's not.
Can I jump in real quick, Ken?
Yeah,
sure. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't feel like he's not available. What I feel like is he is looking for a very casual, slow romance, okay? I feel like he eventually will get to the point that you are already at. However, I feel like us women, we know what we want. We want what we want when we want it. Men, on the other hand, kind of like, I think I want this, but I'm not quite sure. But, however, I don't want to say I don't want it because I think that I do. So I feel like that's where he's at right now. It's not that he's not interested. It's not that he is purposefully trying to play with your emotions. I feel like he just wants to take it down a notch, if that makes sense. Him saying, I'm busy, is a way of saying, I need time to figure out exactly how I want to go about this. Does that make time? I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, but it's been almost 3 months. I think that's enough time to figure out. It's kind of strange. Like, in 3 months, people know exactly what they want to do.
I feel like past baggage is being brought into the here and now. You know what I mean? So with the past baggage, it's like a big caution tape. That he's afraid to cross that line. He's afraid to cross the caution tape because of past baggage. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I think that.
So do
again,
you see that there will be development, or there will be not or nothing will happen between us?
I think that if you are clear about what you want and you're clear about where you stand and you set a time limit and say, this is how long I'm willing to wait for you to catch up, I think that he will respond in a positive way. However, it may not be what you're looking for. Do you know what I'm saying? If you sit here and say, I'm really interested in you, we've been talking about seeing each other for the last 3 months, or we've been talking about developing a relationship, this is where I stand, this is what I'm looking for, and this is how long I'm willing to wait for it. If he's not willing to follow your lead, then you will have your answer. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Because I have another one. That gentleman is also slow, but that one has someone in his life, so I understand why he is so slow. Mm-hmm. And so at this point, I correspond with both of them, but nothing romantic, so.
Mm-hmm. I think your intention needs to be put out into the pool, so to speak. You need to be very clear about what you're looking for and about what you want. And again, you need to do it in a way that isn't going to be too forceful, but isn't too laid back either. So you need to kind of find the balance there, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, you're going to trigger a response in a way that will answer your question for you. Make sense?
I don't know. I think that I told him already what I want, and I didn't get much response. The answer was very vague and kind of just mostly about his past. And
exactly.
So it didn't help much. It was not a direct answer.
I see what you're saying, but again, the past baggage is being pulled into the now. So until his past baggage is taken care of, he's not going to cross that caution tape.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's up to you to say, am I willing to wait for him to sort it out, or am I going to cut my losses and move on?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Sorry if that's not what you're looking for, but that's what Spirit's giving me.
No, I understand. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Many blessings to you. Good luck.
Okay,
blessings,
Roxanne.
Many blessings.
Take care
to you.
Now, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now.
Ooh, aha. That's a bit slow closing. Okay. Ah, my buttons are a bit slow again. But we have an area 929. Good evening.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi there. Can we take your name, please?
Excuse me?
Can I take your name, please?
Yes, Maribel.
Amanda, yeah?
Maribel.
Oh, sorry, Maribel, yeah. Do you have a question there, Maribel?
Yes, my question has to do with relationships and love, like romantic relationships, if you see anything coming in for me.
Romantic relationships, anything coming in. I'm not going to put a time frame on this gentleman coming around you, Maribel. But there's definitely a gentleman coming around you, yeah? And I won't put any time frame on this. But I do see a relationship. If you've just finished a relationship with somebody, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Have you just finished a relationship with somebody?
No, actually, I haven't been in a relationship in a while.
Okay, you haven't just finished one, no?
No.
Okay. It's almost as though... when you say you haven't been in a relationship for a while, is this to do with your career, or is it to do with being hurt?
It does have to do with being, like, a student so far. So it had to do with basically being a student.
So you're a student now, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. You haven't been in a relationship where you would have got hurt in a relationship where somebody would have hurt you badly, yeah? How can I say, in an emotional way, yeah?
Yeah. That was my last one.
So they hurt you emotionally, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like you've been stripped of your worthiness and you need to regain your worthiness. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, because what I'm sensing there about you there, Maribel, is that you are worth it, yeah? And there is a gentleman there waiting for somebody like you in their life, yeah? Mm. Because you have a lot to offer to people and a lot of love to give to people, yeah? And I don't mean just the opposite sex, but you have a lot of love in general as a person to give to people, and you feel like a part of you has been ripped away, yeah, by this previous relationship, and it's taken you time to rebuild that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because you are worth it, Maribel, yeah? And you've got to keep saying that to yourself on a daily basis. I am worth it, you know, and you've got to believe yourself again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because I can't see why anybody would want to strip you of that relationship with yourself there and make you feel that small, you know, because nobody has the rights to do that. Yeah. So whoever made you feel that small, nobody has the right to do that. And you need to say, you know, that I am worthy, yeah?
Okay.
So I can't put a time frame on this happening there, Maribel, but I can see a new gentleman coming around you. It said he, at the moment, as I say, I have to try and put a time frame around it, but I don't want to say this year. I want to say next year, yeah, as the new year comes in. But I'm not putting any time frame. It could happen Christmas time, or it could happen in the new year, yeah. But it'll be definitely round a celebration time of the year. So if it's not Christmas of this year, then it's New Year, if that makes sense, yeah. So it's sometime to do with celebration. You're going to meet this gentleman at some type of celebration, like a party or something, yeah.
Okay.
So are you planning to get out over the holiday season, like the Christmas season? You're planning to get out with friends, yeah?
Well, I was actually planning, like, around January, since it's my birthday, to go out then.
Yeah, you're planning to go out in January. Right, because whatever you're planning to do around that period is time when you're going to meet this gentleman, yeah? It is celebration time. So, like you said there, your birthday is in January. Yeah, celebration goes hand in hand with meeting this gentleman. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, then. Okay, so look out for that. When your birthday comes, look out for meeting this gentleman at the same time, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. And you need to be looking for the name Melvin around you as well, please.
Melvin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you need to be looking for that name around you as well, yeah?
All right, I'll be on the lookout.
Okay. Do you have anything to add there, Robin, yeah?
Just real quick, I pulled some cards for you, sweetheart, when you first asked your question. Are you away from your family? Like, you said you were in schooling, so is there a distance between you and your family right now while you're in school?
No, I am currently residing in a like, we live near each other.
Okay. Because what I got was family harmony, and that usually means, like, that there was a distance, but somehow you're all very close. You're all very supportive of each other. Is there a particular person that you would go to that would be your sounding board, so to speak?
Well, I do have one sister who I'm very close with.
Okay. Because with that, I got this person helps you to see your inner strengths, your inner beauty, your inner everything that you have to offer, so to speak. They bring out the best in you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. With that, they teach you how to loosen up a little bit, to kick back and relax, and because you're always so very serious, or at least that's what the cards say. You're very straight arrow, you're very, like, when something has your focus, there's blinders and you don't see anything else but your goals. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. So this person that you're very close to, the one that brings out all these good things about you, tells you to relax a little bit. Take the blinders off once in a while and see everything around you besides just the one focus of the goal. By doing that, it kind of takes you out of your comfort zone a little bit, because when you're determined to do something and that's your solid focus, that's what makes you feel safe. That's what makes you feel comfortable. That's your comfort zone. So this person tells you to step out of your comfort zone for just a little while. By doing that, you create the opportunity for positive experiences to happen, such as love, such as new friendships, such as new experiences. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So keep that in mind. I would definitely, you know, validate everything that Ken said. There is definitely love coming your way, and it will probably be tied into the whole family thing. So just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind that you have to take off the blinders once in a while. And while it's excellent to be very goal-orientated, once in a while you need to kick up your heels and have a good time to find the balance.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, sweetie.
Okay, then, Maribel.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, mate.
Have a good day.
And you now. All right, we've been called to time. We've got through the first 2 hours of our new schedule, and we're here right up to the 20th of December when I will be taking a week-long break because I have my family here at home with me, and it'd be too much noise in the house, basically. So we're going to work right up to the 20th of December, and that will be the last show for this year. So I'm going to remind everybody now with a piece of music that we are back again tomorrow evening at 7:30. I think it's 2:30 EST. And thank you all for listening. So